People ask me whether they really need a will. The reason they ask is no one really wants to deal with death. You have to make decisions on who is going to deal with your property, how you want to distribute your property, how you want to deal with your children, if your children are minors, who you want to make decisions, all sorts of things that are difficult to do. For some families, it may be easy to say, well, this is how I want things done. I want Sally to be my executor. I want Johnny to be the second in line, etc. But for most, it's more difficult than that. But people do need wills. And the reason they need wills is because the law presumes certain things about how assets should be distributed and who should make decisions. But those presumptions under the law aren't necessarily how people would like to have things distributed or how people would like to have those decisions made. So under the law, what happens is that often a spouse would have to share property upon the death of another spouse with children. In some cases, that's exactly what the decedent would want. In other cases, they'd want their spouse to have everything and then go to the children. In some cases, they want everything to go to the children, though that sometimes can be complicated. You have to make special arrangements for that. So it's important to designate how property should be distributed, and not just financial assets or the house, also personal property. So there can be particular items of personal property that only make sense going to one family member or another. For example, the piano to my child that plays the piano, my fishing equipment to the child that fishes. Those things are all sensible ways to distribute property.